It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Robbie Jensen. He is with the Carbon County and Emery County Senior Citizen Centers. And, you know, a lot of fun things always go on at the Senior Citizen Center. And it's been a minute since we've had Robbie in to kind of talk about some of the goings-on and the different events and things that go on just every week out at the Senior Citizen Center. You know, Meals on Wheels and lunches and all those other great things still go on out there. So we thought we'd bring Robbie in and kind of talk about it. Robbie, how are you today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Well, let's jump in here and start. How are things going at the Senior Citizen Centers?
So Senior Citizen Centers are back up, open. All of the activities are going as they normally were pre-COVID. So here at the Carbon Senior Center, open Monday through Thursday, meals every day at noon. All of the mobile meal routes are still open and going. We have four routes there. And all of our normal activities. So everything's going well.
Well, good. And we were talking before we came on the air about the fact that, you know, we still have some of the elderly population that is you know, seeing a little bit of still has COVID, or it's come back, or it's got them again, those kinds of things. And you guys are still doing a really great thing there where if they're used to coming to the Senior Citizen, to the Senior Citizen Center for lunch, and they just don't want to, you know, go out and you know, have to endanger themselves, their family, their friends that are there, that are going, you guys will put them on the Meals on Wheels list if they so choose for a couple of weeks?
Yeah, correct. So the same qualifications apply. They need to be 60 or older. But yeah, if they call in, just say, hey, I have COVID for a couple of weeks. If I could get on the mobile meal program, we will go ahead and qualify them for that 2-week period to make sure that they have their meals, and then they, once they're recovered, they're good to come back into the center.
Good to come back in. And as far as, you know, restrictions or anything at the center, you're just saying, you know, if you're sick, just stay home.
Correct.
Yeah, that's kind of, you know, there's no mask requirements or anything like that going on?
Nope, no mask requirements or anything. Of course, just like you said, we do ask anyone that is sick, please don't come into the center until you are well again. But other than that, yeah, no restrictions. So open and doing well.
So get on in there and have some fun, you know. And you have things that go on every week in different programs and things like that for seniors as well, don't you?
We do. Every Tuesday afternoon, we have our movie. We show a movie every Tuesday afternoon at about 1 o'clock. We have bingo on Wednesdays. Thursdays, we have a shopping bus. And then for those seniors that can't get out to get to their appointments, we have our bus as well that can come and pick them up for appointments and different things to get to the pharmacy or wherever. So we have the bus up and running as well. And of course, ceramics, billiards, the library, all of those good things that are always open when we're open.
So just check out, give them a call, check out and see what kind of schedule they have and what interests you, and you can go and do those fun things. Now, you got a really fun event coming up in August on the 12th, right?
Correct. So August 12th, we did this once last year, and it turned out to be really well, so we decided to do it again. It's our annual barbecue, dance, and a little bit of karaoke. So that will be Friday, August 12th from 4 to 8. It is one of our fundraisers, so we do ask at least a $5 donation to get in and do that. But we'll have burgers and hot dogs, a salad, and then some dessert as well, too. So for $5, that's a pretty good meal, some good entertainment, and it should be a lot of fun. That same night, there will also be a shred truck, and that is funded through the Senior Health Information Program. They will be out there free to the public, doesn't matter what the age is, but if you have those tax documents or sensitive information that you want disposed of, that will be out there at the Senior Center, the shred truck, from 4 to 6 on August 12th as well.
That's always one of those things that people just have these things laying around, they don't know what to do with them.
Right. Save your tax documents for, what do they say, 7 years? And then what?
Yeah.
So we have that shred truck that will be out there to help get rid of some of those documents. This one is only going to be a paper shred truck this time, so that e-information, old computers and different things, we won't be picking up this time. But yeah, shred truck from 4 to 6 on October 12th.
And that's what's going on in Carbon County. How are things going over in Emory County with the senior citizen
centers? Sure. So Emory County runs a little bit different than Carbon County. We have our five centers in Emory, Green River, Farron, Castledale, and Huntington. They are also open Monday through Thursday. Meals are served, depending upon the center, either Monday or Tuesday. And, of course, same with the mobile meal program. If you are in Emory County, have COVID or aren't able to get out, go ahead and call the Farron Senior Center and they will get you in contact with your respective senior center to make sure that you're qualified for meals. And we deliver meals Monday through Thursday in Emory County, Monday through Thursday in Carbon County. And yeah, everything works out down there just as well.
So everything's lined out. If you're looking for, you know, can they just call one central number in Price and you know, kind of get directions to how to get in touch with the ones in Emory County as well?
That would work too. I will make sure that we have our number for the Farron Senior Center there as well.
Robbie, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us and kind of bringing us up to speed on what's going on in the senior citizen centers in Carbon and Emory County. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, you betcha. Oh, one more activity to mention. We have our bazaar every year for over here in Carbon. This year it's going to be September 30th and October 1st. So if there's anyone out there that wants to have a booth, sell their crafts or whatever it is that they have, go ahead and give us a call at the Senior Center again, 435-636-3202. And we can get you all lined up there. It would be $30 for a booth or $40 if you needed electricity. But great time out there. We'll be selling our cinnamon rolls and different things out there. And great opportunity to get your crafts and things noticed.
All right. And maybe, you know, the closer that it gets, we'll get you to come in one more time sometime in the middle of September or something.
Awesome.
And we'll talk more about that.
Yeah, that would be great.
All right. Robbie, once again, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.